The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome to another episode of the World's Team on Blogging the Boys Network in partnership with SB Nation. I am Meg Murray, and I am joined by Paul Stewart. Hey, Paul, how are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. How's yourself?
Pretty good. Pretty toasty. I probably say that every single time I get on here, but until we stop hitting 100 and above, I will be complaining.
Yeah, I don't know what the weather forecast is going to be for me in a couple of weeks' time when I'm going to be in Greece, but I would imagine it's going to, I know, don't give me that look. I'm there for a wedding, all right? I'm not really, like, it's literally in the middle of nowhere in the mountains, essentially, but...
Say that like it's a bad thing.
I don't know. From what I can tell, it's not really much to, there's not much there, so... But hopefully it'll be good. Hopefully the weather will be nice, but hopefully it'll be over in the hundreds.
Yeah, I don't wish that on anybody. So hopefully it's not like that for you. But as always, we, being me and everyone in America, are jealous of any excursions that involve Greece and or anywhere else that you want to go. So.
Sorry, I don't know if anyone could hear that, but my dog is crying in the background. He's desperate to go out.
There is absolutely no podcast that I'm on that isn't interfered with in some way by a dog, which I kind of love.
And saying that, you've got 3 dogs you're looking after right now.
I do have 3 dogs. It is quite a task. I have Dave Hellman's dog here and Kelsey Charles's dog here too. So
Baby Murphy.
He is a puppy. He acts like a puppy and he's very cute, like a puppy. But yeah, so between me dealing with all these dogs and the Cowboys dealing with all the stuff they're dealing with this week, there's a lot going on.
Oh, certainly, definitely. Yes, it's been I've just finally catched up what's been going on. I was on the UK Cowboys show on Thursday, and yeah, it's quite a lot's happened.
What were the thoughts from the UK Cowboys show? You want to regale us?
Yep. So we're very happy with the Anthony Barr signing. Obviously, due to the lack of depth in the linebacker core, well, lack of numbers in the linebacker core at the moment. Anthony Barr coming in, who's a four-time Pro Bowler for the Minnesota Vikings. He still has a lot to contribute. It's a team-friendly deal. He's not really it's a one-year deal type of thing. So it's all ticking the boxes essentially. So I'm pretty happy about that. We're obviously kind of like questioning about what we're going to do about the wide receiver group. And my thoughts are and I'm very interested to hear what your opinion is on this. I am willing to give TJ Vasher the push.
What does that mean?
Like, so obviously he's been standing out in camp recently. So with James Washington going out.
Right.
And we saw what Jerry Jones was saying. It's like, why go into the market right now when we can actually have some of these guys to really step up and make a name for themselves? which I'm totally all for. And obviously, and I hate to sound like I'm bloody Stephen Jones right now, but I'm thinking about the cap as well.
Oh, like, no, not you.
Yeah, so in a way, like, it's probably one of those ones where one of those wide receivers that is like your TJ Vasher and Sammy Fajico, they're making plays out there in training camp this year. So they might actually, this could be like one of those seasons where they completely step up and be that wide receiver number three when Scallop comes back, etc. And well, wide receiver number four, actually, when you really put it down to it, because you've got Jalen Tolbert as well. So then you've got CeeDee Lamb, your wide receiver number one. So I don't think we don't need to go into the market right now, get a wide receiver. Like, you've got Odell Beckham out there. He's out there in the market. I know you're like him because he's an LSU guy. I get that. But we don't know what the status of his injury is. If we do bring him in, when is he going to return? And also, he'll cost an absolute fortune. So just for those reasons alone, I would pass up on that. And it's all the other wide receivers kind of out there. T.Y. Hilton, he'll be kind of be expensive and stuff like that. So it's kind of, you're kind of left with, like, you are going to get players that are full experience. If we're going to make any move for a wide receiver, we're going to end up probably making a trade or something like that, like we did with Amari Cooper years ago. So that's the only thing I can actually see that being the more move-making scenario for a wide receiver. But it'd be interesting to see what your thoughts are.
Yeah, I mean, my thoughts are, what I think they're going to do is, basically what I'm getting from everything they say, their CD was asked about it. Dak was asked about it this week. Steven has commented on it. They are all holding the company line of, I feel good with who we have. We have young guys. They're going to learn. They're going to get better. That's kind of what they're saying. So to me, that says we are not looking for a veteran signing. So just simply going off of that, I mean, it's kind of obvious that they are going to focus a lot on Schultz, who for good reason, because he's a tight end, not a wide receiver, but we leave that out of, you know, our thought processes when we're talking about, like, who's wide receiver one, who's wide receiver two, yada, yada. So, I mean, yeah, you have Dalton Schultz, you have CD. That's probably where the bulk of your throws are going to go. And I think that they think they're okay with that. And I think they're crazy, but they already gave me a shut up signing with Anthony Barr. So what else can I ask for?
Yeah. I mean, and other things as well is, like, I'm just trying to remember everything else that we kind of spoke about. We kind of spoke about the offensive line where Matt Letzko is trying to miss out some time as well. So that kind of puts the whole question about the swing tackle position back into discussion again. Is Josh Ball going to step up? Is he going to be that guy to be that? I know it's going to sound horrible to say, but there's a guarantee that Tyron Smith is not going to play all 17 games this year. It's year after year after year. You're talking about, you probably get the most out of him, probably 11 games, if not 10.
Yeah.
And the rest of it is down to a backup left tackle. And whoever that may be, if it's going to be Tyler Smith moving, shifting out and put someone else into guard, we just don't know. So, but in good news though, Tyler Smith is looking an absolute monster playing guard. He's been putting, defensive tackle, second rounder, I can't remember his name now. He's on his last year of his contract. It's going to kill me now. I don't have to Google him now. It's so bad.
That's okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely happy to hear that he is standing out in all the right ways so far at camp. I do know that consistently every day we're hearing about penalties being an issue. Tyler is not being singled out in that at all, so I don't mean to, like, tie him with that in any way, but it's just obviously that was a huge point of concern with the O-line, and so just like the fact that that comes up every single day is a little worrisome. But who did you find who you were looking for?
Yeah, it was Tristan Hill. That's who I was on about.
Oh, okay,
yeah. Yeah, so Tristan Hill has been having a lot of, like, he's been having a troublesome time in camps so far when he's always up against Tyler Smith. So it's a good foundation to see how he's Smith's progressing right now, and like you kind of said there as well. So I'm feeling a lot more comfortable about it. I'm very intrigued to see how Sam Williams is progressing. I'm really wanting to see during training camp, I want to see more the O-line versus D-line drills and stuff like that. So that's one thing I'll be keeping my very close eye on, is just the front force of the defense and the front force of the offense. So, but yeah, that's pretty much what we almost kind of covered pretty much on Thursday's show. But looking ahead, we were just kind of talking about what type of depth levels are we not, like, just talking about history, is like how many players have, like, would you say, would like for like a cornerback and stuff like that, like Anthony Brown's standing out so well right now. Like, he's definitely making himself look like definitely cornerback number two, like really making up some moves. He's been making some plays, and obviously like a Kelvin Joseph, he's kind of struggling a little bit, which is kind of, it is raising some question marks. Where is he going to be, that player that we draft him for in the second round? Time will tell, but I think by next year, it's going to be a make or break year for Joseph if he doesn't stand out making plays during this training camp and going into the season as well.
Yeah, I can only speak for the videos that I get, that I see. And it's a lot of like, Kelvin Joseph got burnt by X.
It was TJ Vasher as well.
Yeah. So
with that incredible yeah. catch.
Yeah. I think we talked about that last time, but I mean, he has been, consistently looking good at camp. So that's always a good sign if you have, since we're not likely not signing any more wide receivers, as we kind of noted.
You may never know. Like, I'm trying to remember, when did we sign Malik Hooker during training camp? I think it was like near the tail end of training camp. We brought in some more bodies in. We brought in like a Hooker, and we brought in some other players as well. So, and as much as I hate to say it, Stephen Jones is kind of promising what he's saying, that we're not finished yet in free agency. So he is sticking to his word. And even though we're being so, so critical of him, we're still not satisfied. We'll never be satisfied.
Your favorite Twitter account, which is the Stephen Jones.
The parody account, yeah.
Like, I signed someone, now shut up.
Honestly, whoever deals with that social media account, not Stephen Jones, whatever it is, honestly, that person deserves a lot of praise for just being an absolute troll on the internet. He actually made people really think he's actually Stephen Jones and stuff like that. It's just making these tweets.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries.
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
I mean, some of the tweets, I would believe that he actually thought of those. Maybe it's really like he's doing like a reverse, you know, it's actually Stephen Jones, but he's saying it's not. And this is a way to troll.
Oh, could you imagine? Could you imagine the pure, the twisted mind of that? Oh, no.
I wouldn't put it past them. They've been twisting my mind for 26 plus years. So.
It's the joys of being a Cowboys fan, huh?
Truly. Okay, so I want to get your thoughts on how the kickers are looking this week.
To be perfectly honest, I've not really been paying much attention on it, but from recent couple of days, it's not been good. But yesterday, though, I cannot pronounce his name for the god life of me. Liliam Hara Hadjov. that guy. Yeah. He made 3 for 3 yesterday, I believe. So from a 41, a 43, and another 43, I believe that was the yardage of where he kicked from, and he made those 3 spot on. But the past couple of days, both kickers have just not been really. It's been a concern. So, and we kind of briefly spoke on this on Thursday with Mike and Rich and that from UK Cowboys. It's like, why not just bring a veteran kicker back in again, like Kai Forbath again, who knows, like it's better than, like, just for more competition and stuff like that. Like, it's going to be low risk, high reward, essentially. So,
I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I was joking with one of my friends. He was just, like, giving me his thoughts on camp, and he was like, can we just get a kicker, like, anybody? And I was like, we do have 2 anybodies in the building. You got to give him a little time to kick the rust off. But
the last time I heard someone say, just get any kicker, we ended up with Brad Maher, and we know how that ended up. So, no thank you.
Ended up with Kelsey suspending herself for 2 weeks on Twitter. yeah, I mean, special teams is something that I think I'm going to be watching more closely in the coming weeks. Like, this, I feel like this first week, it's just like this, they really just got in there and they're, you know, they're, I don't know if it's us that keeps saying the mojo moment, but I feel like I've seen like Hellman and Mishota say it too, but I think that just means long range, really, is what I'm interpreting from practices and stuff like that. Like, they're really just kind of kicking the rust off, like I said. So it's something that I'm going to want to watch in the coming weeks, but like, they are trying out different guys at like returning punts and that out. So that, I mean, there's been a couple different guys. Turpin is one of them.
Turpin was one of them. And there was did they not bring in like Christian Samana, linebacker, and that can actually play special teams as well? That was a couple of weeks ago they brought him in. But I think Turpin was the latest addition that was definitely more for our special teams.
Christian Sam got laid out by Micah Parsons, so I don't know if that's
oof.
But yeah, that's one of those ones I think I'm going to try to focus on mostly next week. I think we'll see more of what their plan is after, you know, just trying a couple things out this week, just, you know, playing with it. But yeah, that's, I mean, everyone's concerned about the kickers right now. I think, I don't think they're going to bring anyone in though.
I would not be surprised
whether they should or not.
I think, yeah, I mean, we've went into previous seasons before when we've went with literally like very slimline depth, or like just, I'm not just talking about kickers, but I'm just talking about just in general where you thought, God, this is going to be a disaster, but we still managed to hang on in there. But when it comes to the kicker position, it's going to be interesting to see how it's going to work out an actual in-game scenario. like preseason games or during scrimmage and stuff like that. The scrimmage against the Chargers will be very interesting. That'll be when we get, like, how we run it. In fact, I don't even know. I'll probably need to speak to Dave on that one, or Jeff, or whoever, Jeff Kavanaugh. They might know if they're going to be doing any special teams against each other, special teams versus special teams, like kickoff return and kickoff. So it'll be interesting.
Jeff will definitely be in the know, but he is coming back to Texas today, thank goodness. But Dave will be at the game, camp, all that good stuff. So he's probably your boots on the ground for that one.
Ah, right.
Of y'all that want to follow along, he changed his Twitter handle. I think it's David Hellman with an underscore.
Yeah, because it's obviously not part of the actual official Dallas Cowboys. He's not at the DC anymore. But nice. It was really nice to see him on national television as well. That was cool.
I know. Hint, hint, elbow, elbow. Maybe turn it on next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday too. Like, who knows? Who knows what you might see?
Making some moves. He's making moves.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I don't know if you guys all watched back in the day, like I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago, probably three. Manny Acho did a like little show with, it was cover four.
Yeah, cover four, and it was with
Taylor Draper and Taylor Stern, and then
yeah,
Manny was the original, and then they had I think Barry Church, and then maybe Jesse Holly. I can't remember.
It had a wee bit of rotation for it.
Either way. Manny and Dave have good rapport, so it's fun to watch them on national TV. Or for me, since I'm at work when they're doing it, on my phone. Anyways, I'm just going to quickly go through injuries that are of note. And then if I miss anybody, please holler at me, Paul.
Yeah, we'll do it.
We have James Washington. He has a foot fracture. He will be out for at least 2 months.
Yep.
The update on Matt Letzko is that surgery is imminent. It's not a when. It's a when, not an if. So that means his timeline is going to be in flux.
Yeah.
Rookie tight end Jake Ferguson injured his hamstring.
Yeah, that is a bummer. Yeah. He's like, hamstrings can be between 4 and 6 weeks, depending how easy or how much you're resting up your hamstrings. So that's a bit of a bummer, Chris. He was looking pretty decent from the get-go during camp. So
yeah.
But
that one. And then I'm obviously switching around position wise, obviously. But Jabril Cox got his knee knocked into. It is not, they are riding the line of it is not a concern. So that is what I choose to believe because I want him back so badly.
The notes I've got, it's just been sitting out of practice just now. The Cowboys are obviously, they're just taking precaution right now. It's not nothing severe. So hopefully he should be back within the next, hopefully, next week or something, or I don't know what the timeline would be, but it would definitely be back during some point during camp for sure.
Yeah, I mean, returning from an ACL injury is nothing to play with, so I like that they are taking a careful approach to bringing him back into fold. But I think that's all I have written down, unless I miss somebody.
So we've got Jeremy Sprinkle, the tight end. He's done something to his Achilles, and he, according to CBS reports, he is questionable for week one against Tampa Bay. So that's a bit of time out. Fullback Ryan Nall, he is questionable with a shoulder. Rico Dwido, I cannot pronounce his set surname. I'm sorry, it's just my accent. it's my accent, I'm telling you. obviously, I think it's down to COVID. He's just, obviously, he's on COVID protocol right now.
Yeah, we don't need any of that at camp.
No, we don't. And I think this is like the fifth string running back as well. I think he's down with an illness as well. Not sure if it's COVID related or something else, but that's what's been flagged up on the CBS report.
Perfect. Well, as always, we hold our breath every single day to see if anyone else is going to join that list, and hopefully not. All right. Well, is there anything else from camp that has stood out to you the past couple of days?
That is looking like a man possessed, to be honest.
Good.
I'm very excited to see what Dax looks like. He's probably looking the most trim of camps recently. He's not looking as bulky or inflated. He looks as though he's going to be more that mobile quarterback again, but he's definitely been very consistent during camp. He's hardly really put a foot wrong at all, really. So it's getting me very excited about that prospect. So and the fact that he's getting up, given all these, like, and this is what we're kind of talking about with the wide receiver course, is like all the guys, like the fifth string, sixth string, the guys that are looking to try and get into the team, they're getting a lot more opportunities and they're getting that good rotation. So it could be like that whole Kellen Moore system is like, it's wide receiver by committee type of thing. It's not like you have your star wide receiver. Like, he might, like, CeeDee Lamb is obviously wide receiver number one, but you might not necessarily get all the targets in game one or game five or game 10 or whatever not. They might change it about to really for different dynamics. So it's really interesting to see how that plays out. But when it comes to Dak, I'm really happy. I'm happy how Zeke and Pollard are doing as well.
Yeah, so, I heard Zeke has been really practicing his blocking.
He's the best pass blocker running back in the league, my personal opinion, and I don't care what anyone else says, you're wrong. Like the only person probably close to Ezekiel Elliott in terms of the pass blocking for a running back, you probably might just give it to Derrick Henry because of his sheer size. But in terms of actually making cut blocks and actually slowing down defensive tackles and actually making reads on the edge, Zeke is right up there. Like, he could easily be like an extra, just a general blocker in general, rather than just be a running block. Oh my God, I can't even speak. Running back. My God.
Hey, you've already had a full day of like work and all that stuff. I am in the middle of mine, so my brain's not quite as fried as yours. Just almost.
Yeah, I'm just dying to chill down and wind down and watch the new Predator movie. That's what I'm doing tonight.
Nice. Yeah, if you guys wonder how Paul and I figure out times to chat, it's a lot of me not remembering what Texas time versus Scotland time is and being so, like,
it's 6 hours. It's always 6 hours in total.
You would think that I could just like do that mental math in my head. Like, 1 + 6 = 7. So I'm at lunch. You got off work. I don't know. One of these days I'll be a pro at it, but today's not that day.
At least in December, we don't have to worry about that time, the time zone when I'm over.
Exactly.
So, but it's going to be a pain in the butt in a couple of weeks' time, because obviously I'll be in Greece. I am taking my microphone with me, so I will be one. So I think it's going to be 8 hours difference, or I don't know if it's 8 hours or 9 hours difference. So it's something we will, literally, I'm halfway across the world, essentially, split down the middle.
If you guys were wondering if we were dedicated to the cause, I mean, here you go.
This is why it's called the Waddles team, folks.
Exactly. We make it work. But that is all I have for camp this week. There's some good things on the horizon for us, so we'll hold on to that as we go into next week. Paul, let everyone know where they can find you and like where they can watch you next week. If you're going to be on the UK Cowboys show, when to watch that, all that good stuff.
Yep, sure. So you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at IMPStu, and you can also check out the UK Cowboys Fans, which is live every Thursday, which is 9 p.m. UK time, and that is 3 p.m. Central time. I'm starting to get my time zones correctly now as well.
It's harder than it looks.
I try to think of it right off the ball. It's quite difficult, but yeah. So 3 p.m. Central. 4 p.m. Eastern. There you go.
Nice. He's got it down, folks. You can follow me at Meg Murray with four R's on Instagram and Twitter. And just make sure you check out all the great content that we have for you on bloggingboys.com. We do have a show for you every single day wherever you listen to podcasts. So make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. And check us out. And we will see you next week.
Have a good one, folks.